This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. This Monday marks the 50th anniversary of the day National Guardsmen opened fire on Kent State University students protesting the Vietnam War. 4 were killed, 9 were wounded. The university had planned a number of events for the days leading up to and including the anniversary of the May 4th shootings. They included an appearance by Jane Fonda and a benefit concert by Joe Walsh and David Crosby. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the school has shifted to a virtual commemoration. I talked with Kent State President Todd Dykin to find out more about the new plans.
For May 4th in particular, we are putting together a 45-minute to hour-long virtual commemoration of May 4th. I've seen a rough cut of it. It's very meaningful. It relies on existing videos and film. There are several interviews that are included. I was very moved by it when I watched it, and that will be made available on our May 4th website. And we would encourage people to watch it together starting at noon on May 4th, and then it'll be archived and available for other viewers as well.
Jane Fonda speaking on campus, Joe Walsh and David Crosby playing a benefit concert. Can the virtual commemorations take the place of these in-person events?
We never aim to replace the impact of face-to-face events held over 4 days with an hour-long virtual commemoration. It's just not doable. Again, what I can say is that having watched a rough cut of that virtual commemoration, I found it to be quite meaningful. And I think it does a very good job of explaining what happened on those days and on that day in 1970 to an audience that might not know all of those details, while at the same time, it is a very moving and touching homage to our 4 students who were killed and our 9 students who were wounded.
In the case of the concert, that was meant to be a benefit concert, raising money for new scholarships. What's the plan B here?
Well, fortunately, we had several generous donors step up and have donated enough to endow those 4 scholarships, even without the revenue from the concert. So we will be able to announce in the near future the creation of 4 endowed scholarships for students majoring in peace and conflict studies. That's due to the generosity of our donors, and we're very thankful.
50 years marks a significant milestone. Do you worry about any lost opportunities as a result of the pandemic?
Well, for 3 years, 24 and more very dedicated individuals engaged in a meaningful effort to generate 4 days of programming that would have taken place at Kent State. And now that's not going to happen. What I can say on the other hand is that we hope to replicate some of that programming for the 51st commemoration. And all of us involved in the planning agree that right now the most important thing is for us all to stay safe and to practice the social isolation and distancing that's recommended by our state authorities.
That's Kent State University President Todd Dykin. You can find more coverage of this year's May 4th commemoration, including details on WKSU's special programming at wksu.org/May4. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.